And I am very proud of Parks, Environmental Services, and Transportation for working together and for all of our staff, as well as my colleagues, Commissioner Novick and Commissioner Fish. I'm particularly proud that Parks is putting over $1 million in system development charges into this project. These are fees paid by developers for adding capacity where they're adding new homes and businesses, and it's an entirely appropriate way of assisting funding this entry project improvement. I also appreciate the partnership with Metro. As was mentioned, over $400,000 coming from a Metro grant, and our staff in Parks are just fantastic at looking in every foundation and grant and private philanthropy opportunity we can to leverage these kinds of projects. It will help mitigate a significant infrastructure gap in a wonderful community, which is currently underserved with infrastructure. Thank you, especially to Park staff Allison Rouse, Lauren McGuire, and Keir Selly, to Transportation, Andrew Abbey, for leading this whole project. And I'm just very pleased that we are able to get this done. It should be a model for what we should do in the rest of the city, where environmental services and transportation and parks all have significant investment in getting things done and improving areas of our city that have been lacking, despite its residents being wonderful people who deserve the best. Aye.
One of the things that Commissioner Novick declared, I should say, early in his tenure as commissioner in charge of PBOT, was that he wanted PBOT and the Bureau of Bureau of Environmental Services to strengthen their partnership. And that's easier said than done. And it's a complicated relationship that actually works quite well. But this is an example of where we take it to the next phase, where we get to collaborate, where we get to innovate, and where the community wins. So first, I want to thank Steve for his perseverance in bringing this day possible, making this day possible. I want to just acknowledge what all the community members said about Andrew Abbey. I mean, every once in a while, we take for granted the good work he does, but it's exceptional. And it's very meaningful for us to hear community members single him out for the work that he does, because we're very proud of his work. And finally, I just want to thank the community members who came out today to testify in favor of this. Your voices matter. And this is, I think, ultimately a great win for an area of the city that hasn't gotten the investment it deserves. So today I'm very proud to cast my vote aye.
Well, this is a great example of several city bureaus working together for a fantastic outcome. This is a really necessary improvements to Northeast 47th that will result in a lot more pedestrian safety, vehicle safety, bicycle safety, and good treatment of stormwater, too, and access to Whitaker Ponds. Aye.
Novick.
One of the advantages of voting almost last is that you have lots of times to come up with stuff to say, but one of the disadvantages is that sometimes it's already been said. I don't know if I can add much to what my colleagues have said. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Allison. Thanks to all the community members who came here today. And I have to say, it's really wonderful when a whole bunch of people come out to talk about something that is not controversial, that people come out to talk just to say, this is great. I do want to say that it's discouraging to hear that people in the community have been asking for this project for 20 years. On the other hand, it's kind of inspiring that the fact that you've been waiting for something for 19 years doesn't mean that it won't happen. So I think part of the lesson of this project, to borrow a line from the great movie Galaxy Quest, is never give up, never surrender. Aye.
Well, great project, great work. And I just was really struck by the testimony, not only that it is supportive, and thank you all for being here to support the project, but how coherent it was among you. I mean, maybe you planned this all out in terms of those of you who testified. But just the fact that this project works on so many levels and accomplishes so many objectives. It's about safety. It's about livability. It's about access to nature. It's about connecting neighborhoods to jobs. And I thought your testimony was eloquent in putting all those things together and showing the extraordinary value of this project. All LIDs that build streets that we don't have yet or fix streets that are not what they should be are a positive thing for the city. But the quality of the work here in terms of reaching all those objectives in one project is pretty extraordinary. So, Andrew, hope you're not too embarrassed by all the praise, but you deserve it. And this is another great case of the bureaus working effectively together. Sentimental favorite for me as well, because I and the Portland Development Commission are working really hard to bring the United States Postal Service to this neighborhood. And we're going to have to make sure there's a safe and adequate transportation system in order to make that a success for everyone. And this is certainly a big piece of that. So bravo on all counts. Aye. Thank you. Okay, let's move to our